number 16 from the Absolute Zero.
So we're going to read selected excerpts on the lesson about the Absolute Zero. Excerpt number 16 from Baal Salam's speech for the completion of the Zohar. The Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated.
Anyone who's thinking, where am I here? What about me?
Anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, Tvekut with the Creator. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, Tvekut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of Dvekut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. And at that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and benefit others.
We'll keep reading from excerpt 31, Rabash Bet, letter 65. A person must decide that the Creator gives him a desire to annul towards him, not to let beneath him anything from his own desire, that all the desires will be to work for the glory of heaven. And when he decided in his heart on complete annulment, then he asks of the Creator that the Creator helps him take it out from force to practice. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead for his own sake he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. He asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.